Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. COVID hits retail prices as inflation surges globally. Misinformation aimed at Latinos to win their political support. And EU's carbon emissions rise by nearly a fifth on economic rebound. It's Tuesday, November 30. I'm Anthony Davis. From appliance stores in the United States to food markets in Hungary and gas stations in Poland, rising consumer prices, fueled by high energy costs and supply chain disruptions, are putting a pinch on households and businesses worldwide. Rising inflation is leading to price increases for food, gas, and other products, and pushing many people to choose between digging deeper into their pockets or tightening their belts. In developing economies, it's especially dire. Nearly 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, the economic impact of the crisis is still being felt even after countries raced out of debilitating lockdowns and consumer demand rebounded. Now, another surge of infections and a new coronavirus variant, Omicron, are leading countries to tighten their borders and impose other restrictions, threatening the global economic recovery. Omicron has raised new fears that factories, ports, and freight yards could be forced to close temporarily, putting more strain on global commerce and sending prices even higher. The economic reverberations are hitting Central and Eastern Europe especially hard, where countries have some of the highest inflation rates in the 27-nation European Union, and people are struggling to buy food or fill their fuel tanks. In an attempt to stave off economic catastrophe, wealthy countries, most notably the United States, introduced trillions of dollars worth of government aid and economic mobilization on a scale unseen since World War II. The rise in prices has been dramatic. The International Monetary Fund predicts that world consumer prices will rise 4.3% this year, the biggest jump since 2011. In the US, critics of the Biden administration have attempted to frame rising inflation as the president's fault, but with identical economic issues around the globe, a once-in-a-generation pandemic is causing chaos across all sectors. Before last year's presidential election, Facebook ads targeting Latino voters described Joe Biden as a communist. During his inauguration, another conspiracy theory spread online and on Spanish-language radio, warning that a brooch worn by Lady Gaga signaled Biden was working with shadowy leftist figures abroad. And in the final stretch of Virginia's election for governor, stories written in Spanish accuse Biden of ordering the arrest of a man during a school board meeting. None of that was true. But such misinformation is concerning to Democrats, who are anxious about their standing with Latino voters after surprise losses last year in places like South Florida and the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Heading into a midterm election in which control of Congress is at stake, lawmakers, researchers, and activists are preparing for another onslaught of falsehoods targeted at Spanish-speaking voters, and they say social media platforms that often host these lies aren't prepared. The ads in Florida, where a majority of the country's Venezuelan population is concentrated, compared Biden to that country's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. Critics argue that social media companies like Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, have placed outside attention on removing or fact-checking misinformation in English over other languages like Spanish. Facebook's own documents, leaked by ex-Facebook employee turned whistleblower Francis Haugen earlier this year, echo those concerns. Haugen said the company spends 87% of its misinformation budget on US content. An internal Facebook memo, written in March, revealed the company's ability to detect anti-vaccine rhetoric and misinformation was basically non-existent in non-English comments. Greenhouse gas emissions from European Union countries jumped 18% last spring, according to data from the Bloc Statistics Office, as all economic sectors released more harmful gases into the atmosphere as they recovered from pandemic shutdowns. Eurostat said emissions totaled 867 million tons of CO2 equivalents from April to June, up sharply from the same period last year when lockdowns across the region brought emissions to their lowest levels ever recorded. However, it added that levels remained below any pre-pandemic quarter and continued a long-term trend of steady reduction. The manufacturing and construction sector, responsible for more than a third of emissions, the largest share, saw levels jump 22% from 2020, while the electricity supply sector rose 17% and agriculture remained steady. Households contributed almost a fifth of emissions, largely due to their transport-linked carbon footprint, which rose 25% from last year, and heating up 42%. But even as Europe's businesses recover, some countries are mulling fresh lockdowns to curb a new wave of infections sweeping the continent. President Joe Biden on Monday urged Americans to get vaccinated and receive a booster shot as he sought to quell concerns over the new COVID-19 variant Omicron, but didn't immediately push for border closures to stop its spread. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert and Biden's leading COVID-19 advisor, said on Monday there were still as yet no cases of the variant identified in the US, but that it was inevitable that it would make its way into the country eventually. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.